Two Jamaicans have been confirmed dead by Haitian authorities who say they intercepted a rowboat heavily laden with drugs, resulting in the drowning death of the men and the arrest of a Bahamian. This is WAVS News. Confirming the deaths, the counter-narcotic unit of the Haitian National Police say the police intercepted a rowboat heavily laden with drugs. The result, two Jamaicans drowned, one body is in the morgue, and a Bahamian is in custody. The Haitian authorities added that they seized more than 90 kilos of cocaine from the boat and said several other suspicious boats are believed to be at large. With 81 murders since the United National Congress won the April 28th general elections in Trinidad and Tobago and growing concerns about the government's plans to crack down and reduce crime on the country, the Minister of Homeland Security has been seeking to calm concerns.
Now we have to reconstruct nearly every institution under national security apparatus. It takes time to do these things.
Minister of Homeland Security Roger Alexander speaks about plans that are being put together by his ministry in association with a number of other stakeholders.
And a number of different ministers, together with some attorneys, we are looking at measures which could have a serious and immediate impact on crime in Trinidad and Tobago. In the coming weeks, you will see, and not just here, you will see what we are coming with. There are some persons who may not agree, but then it is done in order for the citizens of this country to have a better quality of life.
The Virgin Islands will not accept full free movement of people under CARICOM's arrangements due to its small size. Premier Dr. Natalia Wheatley confirmed that while the BVI remains an associate member of the Caribbean community, its demographic and economic realities do not support such a move. Several CARICOM member states, including Barbados, Belize, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, are expected to implement free movement of nationals by October this year. But Dr. Wheatley explained that the Virgin Islands' unique circumstances require a different approach. In Guyana, meanwhile, 7 of 21 political parties yesterday submitted nominations to the Guyana Elections Commission, hoping to get a green light to contest the September 1 general and regional elections. Initially, GCOM had approved 21 symbols on June 23, but on Monday, a mere 7 parties submitted lists of candidates and nominations. And concerns raised by the U.S. over a Chinese loan given to the government of the Bahamas to fund a new hospital in western New Providence are, quote, baseless and absurd. This according to a spokesperson from the Chinese embassy on Monday. U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Kim Furnish said in a statement over the weekend that Chinese investments in the Caribbean do not benefit ordinary citizens and serve only the elite. In its statement Monday, the Chinese embassy said, quote, it does not force other countries to take sides and asserts that the U.S. should do the same. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.